In this week's parasha, we're coming back to the Asiyas HaMishkan, specifically after the Chet HaEgel. Shabbos Mevorachim, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Which Kipshutan shall dvarim api be the Rishonim that the midah of Purim and Pesach is specifically to focus on the Yesodus of Ahavas Hashem, which can come out and be expressed and recognized with Simcha. And as Bali Machshava write, the Marbin B'Simcha is that Lefi Goydel, the Avoida of Ahavas Hashem, is the Chiyuv for one to prepare himself for the Avoida of Ahavas Hashem of Purim Pesach has already begun from Rosh Chodesh, which Be'etzem already began. Kevin Shekein, the Yesoidus of the whole concept of Bnias HaMishkon is also to be Yesoidoi, is to appreciate the Kesha, the connection between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically through the Midah of Ahava. Kevin Shekein, I thought a lot, and I feel it's my chiyuv to you to try my best, my daven for siyat d'shmaya, to be able to present things in a proper way, and chas v'sholem not to say things which might be not fully appropriate, but the toyelis adover. I'll try my best to give over some basic yisoidus of Yahadus, which be'etzem I realize people don't, unless it's taught and unless it's internalized, you don't appreciate properly to understand the basis of Ahavas Hashem, which be yisoidu is the basis of Yahadus. I want to begin simple. I have a positive observation question. Maybe it's a simple question, and it is simple. But the answer has to be appreciated properly. One day, your child is going to ask you, Abba, who is Hashem? What's Hashem? Who is Hashem? How would you define the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We all serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I want to just define who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you define the Borei Olam? The Bashefer. The phrase in Yiddish is the Oibishter. Share with me. Different phrases, we call it the standard Jewish way of saying Hashem. Is it true to say, to refer to the Ben Shalom as the Creator? What do you think? That's true. But is that the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. It's one of his hanhogos. Now the truth is, I have to be magged in this, and I have to be very, very careful. I'm touching over here on Yesoidus, which are bordering on Maisa Merkov. Nefesh HaChaim says very, very strongly, we can never, never understand Atzmusa Yisbarach. We only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his chavrus to the Olamos, the way he connects to us. That's what we say in Shir HaKavod, Dimu Oischa, all the Nevi'im, V'loi Kifi Yeshcha, not for your essence, V'yashvucha, all the descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lufi Ma'asecha. Atzmusa is Baruch, we have no Hasog, Ki Lo Yirani Odom V'choi, as the Rambam writes in Parak Aleph. You say that, explaining that it's not shaykh for a bosser of a dom, hayom kan u'mocher bakever, b'chlau, to understand Mitzias HaBari. The Atzmusa Yisborach, not shaykh. And be careful, be magdim chas v'shom, that's not what I'm referring to. But even on the level of our understanding, his hanhoga, or our understanding, what is the basic yesod to define HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yahadus? Not by Ray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Bria, before the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need the Bria. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Bria? Gemara Chagigah warns, the Mishnah warns someone to try to understand things which you can't understand. But on the most simple level, which is, yes, we have to know. Rambam and Perek Aleph. How does the Rambam, what's the Mahus, if I would say it in two words, a few words in English, how would I define HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not as the Boirei, not as the Creator, because that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias is telling creation, which is an absolute sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Bria, no Shaykh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Bria. Adoyin Olam Hashem Molach, B'terem Kol, Yitzir Nivro, before he created anything. Va'acharei Kechleis HaKol, Levado Yum Lechnoira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Lo Yishonisi. There's no change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Bria, after the Bria, with the Bria. I think the true definition is, I would say it in English, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one existence which is absolute. The Mitzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the absolute emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute existence. Hoyo, hoyve, v'yiyye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there before the Bria, without any need for the Bria. He'll be after the Bria, without any need for the Bria. Yesod ha-yesodos v'amud ha-chochmas leida. Sheyesh shom motzui rishoin, Dr. Rambam. There is a motzui rishoin who is the absolute existence be'etzem. He always was there and he always will be there, and he's not dependent on anything, nothing at all. Everything else, Dr. Rambam, that's the yesoid of Perek Aleph, Aloha Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vo, which the Rambam calls Ma'aseh Merkava. That yesoid of everything is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only existence which is absolute and not dependent on anything. Everything else is only in existence because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias is the absolute existence. Emes, it's the only emes, it's the only true existence that exists. Nothing else exists. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no need for nothing, for anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here before everything. There's no need b'chlau for anything. Mitzdak matitan lo. You don't give anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being a tzaddik. And tirsha matitan lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no needs. He is the absolute mitzias of existence, without, not dependent on anything. The bria, the nivroim, everything is totally dependent. It's here as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to exist. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. Now, Hoyo, Hoyve, V'hiye. We live in a world of a Bria. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. The first question that Besson comes to mind is, then why? Kadosh Baruch Hu is the absolute existence, not dependent on anything. Doesn't need anything. He is the existence itself. He always was and he always will be. Why did he create the world? I want to use a phrase, but again, trembling, being careful. Dr. Ram, I want to give a hakdom for the answer. Whenever we speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, we're not speaking of His essence, we're speaking about of His Hanhoga, where it reveals itself to us, His Hanhoga. And even in that, we have to appreciate that we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Musogim of Guf at all. Kadosh Baruch Hu is lamala from anything which He created in the Musogim of Guf. Guf, any surah, any concept that we appreciate in our physical, we can understand in our physical minds, is physical. Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all of that. That's the yesod of Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond anything. Now, that's not only true when you speak about some substance and physical mitzias, chas v'sholem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is no shaykh to anything. It's also when we speak about midos, when we speak about, so to speak, traits, character traits. When the Rambam rejects Perek Aleph, you say that Torah Christianity in such a violent, strong position that we can't be masiga. The tipshus gemurah and the tzimtzum ha-tzimtzum and tzimtzum ha-moichin to chas v'sholem be medame midos, to be medale for anything physical, it also refers to midos. And as the Rambam, it says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, the kevin shen is bar she'ein lo guf v'gvi'a gizborach, she'lo yo'er lo echon me'ma'ores ha'guf, lo'y chibur v'lo'y pirud, lo'y mokoy v'lo'y mido. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not bound to space or to size. Lo'y aliyah v'lo'y yirida, lo'y yamin v'lo'y smoyah, lo'y moves v'lo'y chayim, lo'y she'ein v'lo'y kitzah. Like ka'as v'loy schoik. Music of anger or happiness. These are the way we perceive things that are small, limited physical mind. But it's not shaykh by Kodesh Baruch. Hori levad dovar kein, says Rambam in Halachi Yudveis. So what do we find in the Torah? Ki asuni to have lehem. We find the shoyness of Ha'isye Hanyash Ha'isye Hemachisim Ekoid Eish Ba'api Derech Moshel Umalitza. On that line, I'm going to continue with Derech Moshel Umalitza. When I ask the question, why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? So the Derech Moshel Umalitza, the answer would be, because He desired it. Ritzoino Yisborach. Kadosh Baruch Hu has kivyochol, and I'm saying very strongly kivyochol, being very careful, kivyochol, a desire. A rotzen. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a world, and that's why He created the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. He's the absolute existence. But there's a rotzen ha'eloki to create a world. Obviously, the reason when there's a rotzen ha'eloki, there's a purpose. There's a purpose of that want. But that's also together of a desire, a want. Not a need, chas v'sholem. No. There's a rotzen ha'eloki. Now, what's stronger? A desire, a want, or a need? Seemingly, the first answer you would all answer is what? What?
A need.
That's true when it comes to a need. But I'll phrase it also derech Moshe Melitzer. When it comes to intimacy, what defines a person stronger? A need or a want or a desire?
Desire.
Ask any young man, and I'll share with you. What would kill intimacy more? If a wife tells her husband, we need another car. And he says, I think we can manage with one car. Or B'derech Moshe shall say, I would really want to paint the dining room in beige with stripes. Beige stripes? That's stupid. Nah, that doesn't look nice. He just killed me. Any relationship. Okay. Do we need another car? When she says, I have a cheshek that it should be painted. Ach! Stupid. What did he just do? He just killed the person. The individuality. Well, that's what I desire this. This is what I want. And not stelling tzu is ruining any shaychus of creating a relationship. Because if the aleph of a relationship is, the aleph is appreciating someone else, understanding, creating, I mean, that's the aleph, and then there's so much more, creating a bond, creating a kesher, creating deep connection. Oh, but if the aleph is, I don't recognize that you bachlal have your own rotzoin, and not to respect it, it's killed. You say tonight by Kiddush, Asher Kiddushon v'mitzvoysav v'rotzavon. Kodesh Baruch Hu desired to create a world. Didn't need to create a world. Again, B'derech Moshe l'melitza, the way we see the Bria, and the way Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. When Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us to give Torah to his nation, what did he reveal? How did he reveal himself? What did he reveal? I desire that you respect your father. It's a desire of mine. The absolute existence was Mizgale to his nation, who is creating an intimate relationship with them, sharing with them his personal desires. Do you share your personal desires? Will you share your personal desires with an absolute stranger? No. You're not going to expose yourself that way. You're not going to make yourself vulnerable. You're not going to be interested in opening up. Kulahai v'ulai, you'll maybe do it to a loving parent. And Be'ez Hashem will have a healthy marriage. You'll do it in relationship to a healthy, to a loving spouse. You'll expose yourself. You'll reveal yourself. You'll explain your needs. Why won't you do it to a stranger? You don't want to get a slap. You don't want to get a rejection. Or you don't even expect that you might get it, so you're not going to share it. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Amo Yisrael sharing with us his wants and his desires. I hate certain things. I hate things which we never would have known. I hate human beings eating. I hate you. No, not after human, sorry. My close nation, it bothers me, so to speak. I'm allowing myself the Derech Moshe Nisha to use this phrase because in order to bring the Moshe Mitzvah to it home, because this is the Aleph Beis of Yahadus. I desire that my beloved nation won't eat pork. Only eat shochut. Takes off chumas and maestris and doesn't eat kevel. It means something to me. It's my desire. It's my desire that you wear tefillin. My desire that you put on tzitzis. It's my desire that you learn Torah. I can quote now hundreds of lashonos of Chazal. You all know. Ritzoinoi Yisborach is a rotzen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was megala ritzoinoi to Amo Yisrael, to his beloved nation. The Malachim at Matan Torah, they argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, T'nohoit cho al ha-shamayim. Don't give the Torah to humanity. Don't give the Torah to your to a nation. They're going to betray you. You can't trust them. Ma'odam kitiz kirenu, ma'odam kisif kidenu. You made the human being such a great person in that bria, but you gave him all that bechira chavshis. You gave him all that bechira chavshis. Manish kitis kirenu. But to give him your Torah, you can't trust humanity. With all the darkness of that world, with all the hester ponim in that world, with all the taivas and the can't trust them. You can't expose yourself to them. They'll betray you. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara in Shabbos Peches? Echoiz b'chisei chavoidi. Hold on to the kisei HaKovin and answer them back. What did Moshe Rabbeinu answer them back? Klum av v'em yesh bochem? Do you have a challenge respecting your parents? You don't have parents before. Do you have bechlal? Is there competition between you? That therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu's kiyum of the dibra of leisachmoid, leisignoid, leisirtzach has bechlal room to be niskayim? What with the malachim k'tayim? Yes. In economic, oh, there's no mocking in a shuffle dicker world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create a connection to reveal himself, what his desires and what his wants are to a nation, to a people who are baser v'dom, who are likely to betray. And so it's Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's goof HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyochel, not my lashon. Lashon Chazal. Nisr Ave, liyos leidira batachtoinim. That means, in that shmutzik welt, in that world of kina, sinna, competition, challenge, ego. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a relationship with those people. He's not expecting it from the billions of goyim out there, but he's expecting it from a selected group. Bereishis. The Torah begins with telling us what? Bereishis. Bishvil Reishis. Bishvil Yisrael Shinikur Reishis. Bishvil HaTorah Shinikur Reishis. That's the purpose of it all. The purpose is one. To create a relationship with Yisrael via the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire. Kadosh Baruch Hu's his galus to his nation of what he wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu answer them by the definition of Torah. That's the whole definition. And that's the whole definition of what humanity is all about. And I shared this already with you. Rishonim quoted, it's a Zohar. What was the first, so to speak, Bria? Basura Ma'amoris Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 Ma'amoris. What's the first Ma'amar? Yehi Or. Yehi Or, let there be light. So the Zohar, Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. I'm referring to the Maimar, the Dvar Hashem. The Pasuk says 10 times, Vayomer Elokim, Basura Ma'amoris Nivra Ha'olam. Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. May there be light. There was something that called them to light. Choshech. Migoi in the Bria Gufa of light, licked in them, I mean, it's a part of the Bria. The only appreciation of a light is when there's Choshech, when there's darkness. Without there being Choshech, Nishdo can. We don't even know that there's a light. Without it being an olam, lashon helem, hester, negushim, the challenging world, there's no mokum for the hisgalus. For the revelation of the Or, which is the Or of Or Agonus, which became Gonus in the Torah later, but that Or Agonus, which is Nignas, the Or of the Bria, which Adam Rishon was Reyim Misoif Adam Vad Soifa with that Or, that was Nignas. But that's the fountain, that's the yesod of the whole reason and the whole mahus of what has to be done in the Bria. Or has a much deeper meaning to it than physical light. And by the of Shishis Mebreish, it's not referring to the posh of the light. Just like when we say, when we make the bracha Yotzer HaMa'oris, Yotzer Or Uvor L'choyshe Choyse Shalom Uvor L'Sakoyel, which is referring to the posh which has Ra, Yotzer Or Uvor L'choyshech. Yotzer Shalom Uvor L'yesara, the Pasuk says. Both are there. And we finish off, we say the brach of Yotzer HaMo'eres. What's the Me'ein HaChasima? Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toir. V'nizke Chulonu Meheir Ola Oira. We're speaking about the internal light. The Das Hashem. The Or of Hashem. And Hakdom to that is Choshech. What's Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Malachim? The Torah is Adrab. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah as a vehicle to connect to mundane, megushim dike, human beings. As we say, it's in the piyut in Shachris of Rosh Hashanah. It's the piyut in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And the piyut of Musaf on Yom Kippur. Asher Eim Asecha. One time Eim Asecha. Asher Tehil Asecha. Be. The greatest Malach. Kadosh Baruch Hu's true king, Tehillah, Asherei Masecha, Erei Lemala, Srofim, Oifanim, V'ratzisa shevach. From who? Kadosh Baruch Hu was roitze. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a desire. Not from the tehillah of the Re'elim Malo, the Srofim, the Ifanim, the Chayis HaKodesh, but from the Utei Yomim, the Shuyei Toivo, Svei'ei Roigeis, the Hisei Losecho. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu brings praise. Kadosh Baruch Hu desires a connection, a relationship with mundane humanity, struggling with problems, issues, emotional issues, benod machaveri issues, struggling with taiva, with gaiva, with every single yetzahara that's been slammed at us. Kadosh Baruch Hu adarav. That's Kadosh Baruch Hu desires a relationship with the svei roiges, the agumei nefesh, vehisi lasech. Appreciating this idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. The relationship that we have with Kadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of being there, creating a kesher with Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a give and take. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezgalah to us in many forms of gibur. Zokin Moli Rachmin, Gibor Oysem Lachomo, Vait and Shirakovit, we refer to the different Zikne Biyom Din, Uvachus Biyom Krov, Kajbor Zenoikim, Venoiter, La Oyvon Lusoinov. Just begin going through Shira Yichud. We say in Leel Yom Kippur, to appreciate Kajbor Hus Hanhoge, Nichad Gise is a Melech, Malchi Amlochim, Baal Melchomois. Zerea tzedokois, matzmiach yeshuois, boi rufuois, neiro tzehilois. Adoin anifloois. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mizgalitos, hanhog of a creator, hanhog of schar v'oinesh, hanhog of punishment, noikim v'noiter. But there's something underlying the yesoid, ha-yesoidus, is an ashras ha-shechina in Mishkon and Mikdosh. V'shalchanti b'soichon, v'isi lochem le'elokim, a relationship with Klal Yisrael. Now there's two levels of the relationship. There's many levels, many levels of the relationship. But even in the most intimate musogim of relationship, there's Yom Chasunosoi v'Yom Simchas Libor. Chasunosoi Zu Sinai. Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu revealing his rotzoin, that gilui, I'll use the lashon of Bnei Adam, but don't take it wrong, chas v'sholom, as the derech moshul ba'alma, so to speak, the gilui of vulnerability. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he want? Sinai. That's the Erusin. Giving us the Tayag Mitzvahs. Sharing with his intimate beloved his desire. That's not yet the Nisuin. The Nisuin is the Mishkon. V'shalchanti b'soichi chavisi lochem le'elokim. He wants the Jews to live a life of Dveikus 24/7, to be connected Shivisi Hashem. That we should bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our intimate lives, day in, day out, to live HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias. Not just to do Ritzoinoi through Kiyum HaTorah and Kiyum HaMitzvah, but to be Dovuk in Shechina. Appreciating Hashem Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoge and His connection to us. A relationship which goes beyond fulfilling His Ritzoin. A kesher, an intimate kesher. And that's the Kodesh HaKodoshim of the Shechina. Bein Shnei Badei Oroin. The Kruvim. pneim ishel ochiv, ala kaperis yu pnei akruvim. That dveikus of Kodesh Baruch with Knesset Yisrael through the Torah. There's nothing that binds Knesset Yisrael to Kodesh Baruch Hu as strong as Limud HaTorah. Torah is the binding koyach, l'chulachmu b'lachmi, the connecting force of Dveikus, of Yisrael Taviyim Shevashomayim. The Loshon of the Pasuk, V'atim Adveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem, Chaim Kulchem Ayoyim. Kishnei Tmoro is Chazal say in that Pasuk, Hadvuko is Lu B'Zu. Like two dates, Tmorim. Put them together, you don't... What's what? Different than Vayitzomed Yisrael Lebal Po'or, Chas V'Sholem. Smidus Lebal Po'or is only like a tzomid, like a bracelet. Like it's somewhere around, but it's not connection. Knesset Yisrael, we have Hakadosh Baruch Hu created us. The Nishmas Yisrael to be able to connect Hakadosh Baruch Hu with the full merging together. What's the Yesoid HaYesoidus? Yesoid HaYesoidus of Purim. This is heavy and this is deep. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greater desire? That we fulfill His Ratzon? Or something so much more intimate? He wants us. From the beginning, we weren't faithful. Kadosh Baruch Hu had issues with us from the start. We weren't faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. The Gemara in Shabbos Peches describes Aluva Kala. How olive is it a kala who in the chuppah is masriach and turns away from her chosen to someone else? Disgusting. Aluva kala. The Gemara says it. I use maybe a sharper lashon in the Gemara Chas V'Sholem. But that's be'etzem when misboinet. That's what happened. Last week's parasha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu just give up on us. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hanicholi, let go. I wipe him out. Ve'aseus chaligoy godel, which Chazal tells us straight away. Moshe Rabbeinu understood the hint. Hanicholi. Why is Hakadosh Baruch Hu telling Hanicholi? He gave Moshe to appreciate, to understand that if he'll daven, he'll be able to revert the gzeir. So Moshe Rabbeinu did exactly that. He understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire is that Moshe Rabbeinu should stick up for Klal Yisrael. By how Moshe, it's Pnei Hashem Elikov. The Roya Nemon fought for us. And Kadosh Baruch Hu accepted. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that to happen. And Moshe Rabbeinu stood up to do that which Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do. Got Luchas Shnius. Salachti Kedvorecha. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Asu li Migdash v'shulchanti b'soichach. Gemara in Ksuvah tells us that initially the Mishkan would only have been built once they got into Eretz Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava to his nation, he wanted to show Rotzisi Eschem, Omar Hashem, as the Loshon HaNovi says. Possible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them the Solachti Kedvorech of Yom Kippur. Immediately the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu came with a tzivui. V'yikhuli truma. Also the Migdosh. Mishkan ha'edus. Edus li'Yisrael sh'niskaper lem oisei yovoyim. Now what does that fully mean, niskaper lem oisei yovoyim? Is there full kapara on the chet ha'ega? Not really. The pasuk says, v'yem pov v'pokadeti. And whenever there will be a punishment to Klal Yisrael, there will be, as Rashi says, part of the punishment of Chet HaEgel will be spread out over all the upcoming generations. Till today, Chas V'Shalom, the Mepsh is a lopitin. But any tragedy that happened in Klal Yisrael, it's true to say, Rashi, Chazal, B'yem Pog D'Pokaliti, the Pasuk says. Part of Auschwitz was punishment for Chet HaEgel. B'yem Pog D'Pokaliti. So what does it mean? Iskaper le'moisei avon. Kodesh Baruch Hu was misrata to Yisrael. He chose us no matter what. Even though we were the aluva kala, we turned away from him, and we didn't act the way we should. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give up on us. He wanted us back. And more than that, he showed his ashras shechina. I want to have an intimate relationship with you so much stronger than just asiyas haTorah, the mitzvahs. It should be you should become the ama nivchar dovukim with me in Shechina, with the intimate, close relationship. Came Purim. Just picture, there was all those years, all the years, the 850 years of Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. From when I came in the times of Yeshua till the Churban Beis Hamikdash beyond Nebuchadnezzar. Came Golus Bavel. And Klal Yisrael was not looking good. We were looking very, very bad. Off in Bavel. In Poras, in Modai. We'll discuss it soon, what we were looking like. We looked very, very bad. There was no future for the Jewish nation. There was a gzeira, lahashmin laharig ulaabed, as kol yehudim, minar v'adzokin, tafin oshin v'yom echad u'shlodom lavois. We weren't living up to be the Am HaNivchar, to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation anymore. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give up on us? Almost. There was a gzeira, then unless we turn around and change, there's no purpose of the world anymore. There's no purpose of the Jewish nation. Even so, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't forget us. V'av gam zois b'yoysam b'eretz oyveyim, says the Pasuk. Lo ma'astim, lo ga'altim, v'chaloysam lofer b'si'itam. Which Chazal say, Shalachti lehem. The posuk refers to on that Chazal say. Chazal say on that posuk. What's the Avgam Zoyis Yisem Beretz Lo Yazavti? Mordechai veEsther, Beis Rebbe. In times of the Romans, in every door, Hakadosh Baruch Hu reaches out, sends his messengers to bring us back. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent a Mordechai Tzadik and an Esther. And in the greatest matzav of Esther Polim, he doesn't give up on us. It's tief. But this is the definition. There's something deeper that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants and desires than Leisinach. There's something more than a Kodesh Baruch Hu desires than Zochus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshrei. There's something more that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from Torah, then the Torah and the mitzvahs. He wants Knesset Yisrael. He wants, of course, we have to be Knesset Yisrael. That means connected to him, and that's only through the Torah and the mitzvahs, of course. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives up on us. That's what Avgam Zoyis B'Yosem Beretz Eveim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't master his ponim on that level. This could be the greatest Hester. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Metzitz Min HaCharakim to bring us back. He cares for us. He wants that relationship with us. And that was Nizgale in its spitz by the Nes of Purim. Ratzisi Yeschem, Omer Hashem. Ahavti Yeschem. I didn't give up on you. That's the shleimus of the simcha of what Purim is all about. That's what Pesach is all about. Yishakon mental shari tumah. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that Knesset Yisrael. What was the chait? Let's now go to appreciate a bit, to understand. What was the chait of the cause of the gzeir of Lahashm Lahari Gulabi? It's called a Yehudim. Where Klal Yisrael lost their zchus of existence. What was the chait? So for the Yidden and Shushan, what was the chait? Nehenu misu'udosoi shel oisoi rosha. They had hano from the su'uda of Achashverosh. Let's appreciate what that is and what that was, and to understand what it means our duties to be a Jew. Was the su'uda for oisoi rosha treif? No. Says the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, it was kiritzoin ish v'ish. It was prepared kiritzoin ish Yehudi haya b'shushan habira. The kashris was fitting exactly to Mordechai Tzadik's guidelines, and in kiritzoin ish it was megushim and shuffled the megushim the kigashmis kiritzoin ish tzar v'oyev homon harahaze. You had an Amaleki style cuisine, Megushim with no Shaykhis to Elokus at all, with the Hechsher of Mordechai HaTzadik. Under the Kashrus of Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habir. Ahano from that Sa'uda violated the zchus of Klal Yisrael to exist. It wasn't only a sibba, it was something going very, very deep. The having hano from Olam Hazeh with the chilul kedusha, not being interested in what the essence of a Jew is about, caused Klal Yisrael to lose their zchus kiyum. The aleph of a Jew has to be ani kirvas elokim li toiv. Manim litzu lechiki. It's sweeter to my palate. Im rosecho. Learning the Torah mitvash lepi. More than any gashmiyazdika taste that I can taste. The aleph of a Jew is to have a gishmak in learning, manim letzu lechiki im rosecho midvash. Hundreds of psukim. That's the aleph of a Jew. Alas, it's return chalukai chafotzti, a yearning of closeness, a will for a connection, for dveikus. Torah mitzvahs isn't a bunch of rules that we have to abide to. Because that's the system, the way the world functions, so to speak. Shiva Mitzvah's B'nai Noach is that. Because Baruch is not interested in creating a relationship with them. Because Baruch never expected it from them. They're not Pateras B'chlav. They're part of the whole creation. That's the... Just like... You could have a chasana. You could have musicians and hundreds of musicians and billions of whatever spent on the royal chasana. But at the end of the day, it all boils down. What's important to the chasana is the kala. Nothing else. Bereshis b'shvil Torah shenikra reshis b'shvil Yisrael shenikra reshis. But the kala? The tariag mitzvahs are a way of becoming dovuk in shechina. Tariag mitzvahs have to change us, uplift us, kiddushonu b'mitzvahs. It's the aleph base of every bracha we make before we do a mitzvah. To become kodosh. To be uplifted, to be changed, to be an exalted ish Yisraeli, kodosh, to niskadish in the mitzvah. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvahs. To do the mitzvahs, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have hanof from Mesudas HaChashverish, be it kosher. You're missing the whole point. Of course, you have to be careful. That's the aleph. The aleph is every aver is marchik, no matter how pure your intentions will be. And every mitzvah ultimately brings you closer, but that has to, you have to be focused on it. If Klal Yisrael were able to be nana from Sudas Shel Oitzer Rosha of Achashverish, Gandik, there's no purpose, there's no future. We live in times. And so much more now, in 2022, than be it in 1960 or 1970, or even 1980. Where Knesset Yisrael, even with all the Moistis Chinuch, all the gewaltige yeshivas, the challenges of Olam Hazeh hit everyone in a crazy way. In a crazy way, like never before. Excessive gashmias ruins Klal Yisrael. Gashmias per se could be used, but the focus has to be a Jewish hashkafa. It's impossible to have a kirtzoin ish ve'ish, to have an Amaleki style seuda with a hechsher of a Mordechai Tzadik. That's in Gansen Amaleki. It's totally treif. Nothing that a Jew does could be. In Olam Hazeh could be similar in Kihuzeh of a lifestyle of a goy. It's defeating the whole purpose of what being a Jew is all about. Olam Hazeh has to serve the tzaddikim, has to serve Knesset Yisrael, to bring them, to help them be dovuk in Shechina. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives humanity tremendous tools to achieve that purpose. But it can't be abused, and it can't be misused. It can't be used as a way of becoming an Amaleki with a Kirtzoin Ish Vaish. It's dangerous. And if Klal Yisrael will fall for that, they lose their right of existence as a nation. Even without doing a single Aveira, that's not the point. They don't understand the purpose of it all. I do think it's true to say. I share with you a hashkof, the point that I feel is true of the Yesoidus Hayahadus. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, Kevyoch, comes out through Choshech. It comes out. The Echoiz B'Kisei HaKovod is, what's the answer? What's Moshe been holding on to the Kisei HaKovod? The whole Bria, the whole Helev of this world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, Kivyochel, desires that we come close to him, he'll come close to us in a matzav of hester, in a matzav of richuk. From a matzav of richuk. It's true to say when we see the darkness becoming darker and the challenge is becoming greater, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megale his rotzei that he wants us even more. Mitoich this choshech. I was in Lakewood this past Shabbos, and I spoke. And at some point in my drasha, I said something as follows. It's a bit jerky. But I know that it's true. Where I said it was in order to give the drama of the point. And the way I said it then was as follows. I shocked the people maybe, but the point is a true point. To get it across, I said as follows. When I was davening, Musaf, the Avoider, on Yom Kippur, I heard a baskar coming out between the Shnei Hakruv. The Basker, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, told the Malachim, make 2022 and make it darker. Make it darker. And the echo of that Basker, I believe, is a lesson to every one of us who's going through this darkness. Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us, I want you so much more. I want you to take the choshech. Good Shabbos.